Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Dr. Judy Bowers of the University of Louisiana Monroe and Dr. Brandon Boyd from the University of Missouri. Welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
Now, both of you two are involved in music. Dr. Bowers, you're the Biedenhorn chair, the endowed chair, a music professor here at ULM, and Brandon, you're at the University of Missouri, the Assistant Director of Choral Activities and Choral Education, and conduct many of the choir groups there. Why are you in Monroe today, Brandon? What's going on?
Well, I'm here because I was invited by my teacher, who was at Florida State, and Dr. Judy Bowers. And one of the things that Dr. Bowers asked me to do when coming this weekend is to help make a vision that she has come to life. And that life, the purpose of that vision is to bring more unity in the community here in Monroe and getting ULM in their community. And what a better way to do it than through music and through choral music and community singing. And so that's what we're doing this weekend. And I think it's really exciting. And that's why we're here to promote it.
And Dr. Bowers, tell me, you've got a Unity in the Community concert. When is the concert?
The concert is tomorrow, Saturday, at 7 o'clock, and it's at the Lee Joyner Memorial Methodist Church out on Old Sterlington. It is free to the public, we hope. There's lots going on this time of year, but we hope people that love music will come. It's going to be a diverse program. We're trying to have multicultural music, music of the white church, music of the black church, music of choral, traditional choral things, a hodgepodge, all of it with uplifting lyrics and ways for us to think about what are things that we all have in common. What can we appreciate about each other, even though we all are unique and we have certainly differences?
You know, we were sitting here talking before the break, and we were talking about the South, and communities used to be separated. Black folks didn't intermingle much with white mm-hmm. folks, and vice versa. And that all came to an end. Schools are integrated. You know, in my age, as I grew up, we were all integrated as one group. But probably one of the few places that that were not integrated is our church bodies. A lot of times you don't see churches that are, you know, a white church won't have much to do with a black church. Black church doesn't have much to do with a white church. We don't know each other.
I think the most separation we see in humanity is on Sunday mornings. I mean, most people, white people go to their particular church, and most people say black people go to their particular church. And I know that has a lot to do with their levels of expression when it comes to worship and religion. I understand that. I totally get that. But I think that this is a wonderful event where we're saying that everything that you have to offer is being welcome in this particular space. And what a better way to do it than through music, because we have so many types of music. And we know we all have an interest in so many different types of music, but I think those who bring a special type of music that is near and dear to their heart, such as gospel music, and if you're able to express that, I don't know many people who don't like gospel music, unless you're just, in case you just don't like music, period. And I think what we're going to be able to do this weekend is to be able to share some European traditions, to be able to share some traditions that come from the African tradition, but then also music that comes from the African American tradition. And we are able to put it all into this melting pot and explore and learn and give. And that's what this weekend is all about.
Getting the communities together is the point of this. Dr. Bowers, you have done some work in prisons. Tell me a little bit about some of the work you've been doing.
Well, I think if you wanted to categorize my work, it would be under the big umbrella of partnerships, because I've done the great bulk of my life partnering with at-risk kids in schools, which is usually talking about rural kids. There are many challenges for education in rural settings. There are many challenges in inner city or urban. There's challenges in education, and let's be real about that. But I have made that a hallmark. And along the way, other things have come about, one of them being partnering with senior citizens. We learned a lot from that. But the real issue of changing lives for my university students was when we were invited to do a partnership with a prison. And we left every Thursday. We drove 30 miles. They paid for their own gas. We went over there and had rehearsals and gave a concert every semester. One family drove from Chicago round the clock through the night to Florida, 14 or 18, whatever it was, hours, to come see their child in prison give a concert. And as they were leaving, they broke down and cried and said to the warden, "I've never been anywhere because I was invited to see my kid do something right." Mm-hmm. And then there were people in there who were like 80 years old and 60 years old. And
Brandon, I was going to ask you, you've worked with the homeless mm-hmm. as well, and working with music with homeless. Tell me about that experience.
I will say one of the inspiring things that I was able to do last summer was to spend a good, I guess it was 6 weeks, implementing a homeless choir through the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, and this was one of their outreach partnerships. And that was one of the things that I walked away from was one of the people saying, I was a part of this choir. I'm homeless. I don't have a place to live. But when I came and I was a part of this ensemble, I totally forgot that. And I think that that was the most powerful outcome of that entire experience, such as, and with the prison choir. Those two things are still guiding my whole approach to music education and to being a musician and a conductor.
The event will feature a mix of cultures, a mix of music. You tell me you've got a mix of politicians and civic leaders.
We do. We invited the mayors. We invited President Bruno, and Dr. Pamela Salisbury will give a brief unity message. We are honoring John Russell, who is a longtime activist in being a part of the schools. They're supporting this, and what better to have people come together and share and know that you're supported by those who have the ability to make it happen.
Dr. Judy Bowers, Dr. Brandon Boyd. Brandon, if folks come out, give me a couple selections. What are we going to hear?
Oh, well, we'll hear one piece is called Nia, which means purpose. Another piece, Shoshaloza, which is a Jeffrey Ames adaption, which means go forth. And we'll hear a gospel piece, Every Praise, which is very popular in the African American community. Piece Spirit by Barbara Baker, and a spiritual medley that will be very interactive for the audience members and the choir.
Now, the audience just doesn't get to sit there. They've got to take part two. It's Dr. Judy Bowers and Brandon Boyd, Unity in the Community. The concert is tomorrow night, April the 14th, 7 p.m. at the Lee Joyner United Methodist Church, just behind North Monroe Hospital.